Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Callum.
And me, Finn.
Today's programme is all about the future perfect verb form.
Yes, by the end of this programme, you will have learnt how and when to use this form.
Ah, so there was our first example.
Yes.
You will have learnt.
You'll hear lots more examples in the programme.
And we'll have a quiz. Now, we usually use the future perfect to talk about an event that we predict or expect to happen or finish before a particular time in the future. Listen to this example from Feifei.
By the time Christine arrives, we'll have had dinner.
So we'll have had, that's we will have had, in the future perfect tells us that we will finish dinner before Christine gets back. We might be having dinner right up to just before she returns, or we might finish it an hour before.
But in any case, we will finish before she arrives.
We are using the future perfect to make a prediction about the future. Here are some more examples.
This time next year, I will have finished my course. Sales will have increased by 20% by next January. By 2020, the city's population will have doubled.
Now, we usually use a time phrase with the future perfect, often with by or in. Let's hear examples with by again.
Sales will have increased by 20% by next January. By 2020, the city's population will have doubled.
And here are some more examples with a by time phrase.
By the summer, I'll have finished all my exams. We'll have moved house by Christmas.
So we had by next January, by 2020, by the summer, and by Christmas. We can also say by the winter, by the end of the week,
by next month or next year, by this time next week.
In fact, you can pretty well use by with any future date, month, season, or special day.
Very special day. Another time expression with by we can use with the future perfect is by the time that, plus a subject and verb. Listen to the example we had earlier and check out the tense.
By the time Christine arrives, we'll have had dinner.
It's the present simple, arrives. When we use in for a time phrase with the future perfect, we can use it with a day, a month, a date, a time period. Here are some examples.
In 50 years' time, sea levels will have risen by several centimetres. In June, I'll have been unemployed for 5 months. In 2050, I believe robots will have replaced sales assistants in shops.
As well as for future plans and predictions, we can also use the future perfect to talk about what we believe or imagine has or hasn't happened at the moment of speaking.
Or in other words, to make educated guesses in the present about the past. Here are some examples.
There's no point in calling Judy. She'll have left by now. Let's hurry. The film won't have started yet. If he's on schedule, Tom will have arrived in Bangkok yesterday.
So we assume that Judy has already left.
And the film hasn't started.
And Tom has arrived in Bangkok.
Now, to form the future perfect, we use subject plus will or won't plus have and the past participle of the main verb.
By the summer, I'll have finished all my exams. The film won't have started yet.
Notice that we usually use short forms, so it's I'll, he'll, they'll, and so on. And will not becomes won't.
For questions, it's will or won't, plus subject, plus have, plus the past participle.
Will you have finished reading all the reports by this afternoon?
6 Minute Grammar from BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about the future perfect verb form.
So, to recap, we use the future perfect to predict events that will have happened before a particular time in the future.
And to make educated guesses about things happening around now, and even in the past.
And we usually use short forms.
So, it's time for our quiz. Which is correct? Number one. A. By 2060, scientists will have found a cure for cancer. Or B. By 2060, scientists will found a cure for cancer.
It's A. By 2060, scientists will have found a cure for cancer.
I hope so. Now, number two. A. Jackie won't have woken up yet. It's too early. Or B. Jackie won't have wake up yet. It's too early.
It's A. Jackie won't have woken up yet. It's too early.
Finally, number three. A. Will have you done all your work by 2 p.m? B. Will you have done all your work by 2?
And the answer is B. Will you have done all your work by 2?
That's correct. And it's the end of the show. There's lots more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar soon.
Bye.
Bye.